The Trump administration is quietly loosening many Obama-era rules on civil rights. For instance, the Education Department's Office for Civil Rights closed a long-running case of transgender discrimination without providing any legal justification. And ProPublica reported how they, quote, loosened the requirements for campus investigations of civil rights violations and complaints related to sexual assault.
Another example, Reuters reported Jerry Falwell Jr. has been tapped to head an education reform task force looking into rules dealing with campus sexual assault, specifically, quote, eliminating numerous regulations.
The civil rights rollbacks are being applied to other agencies, not just the Department of Education, including the Labor Department, the EPA, and the Department of Housing and Urban Development, just for starters. So what are these rollbacks and are they necessary? For more on that, we're joined by the show's Lauren Gilger. Lauren?
So these rollbacks have some advocates worried that the federal government will limit its enforcement of civil rights violations. One of those is Brenda Shum. She's the director of the Education Project for the Lawyers Committee. It's a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization formed in 1963 that's focused on equal justice through the rule of law. And I asked her first to discuss these rollbacks at the Department of Education. What do these changes mean going forward?
We believe that there are a number of concerns and signals from the department that indicate that the Department of Education and the Office for Civil Rights will not vigorously enforce our federal civil rights laws in either our K-12 schools or in higher education. All of these actions, I think, are clear indications that this department has no intention of ensuring that all students are, you know, educated in safe and appropriate learning environments, and we find that incredibly disturbing.
Right, and it seems that the Obama administration issued these civil rights ideas as guidance and not as rules.
And that is not uncommon. That is actually a very typical way for our federal agencies to provide guidance or advice to grantees of federal funds about what is expected in order to comply with federal civil rights laws.
Does that make it easier for them to be rolled back now?
I do think that, as we have seen, it is much easier for the department to pull or rescind federal guidance. And at the same time, from my perspective, even rules and regulations have shown themselves to be vulnerable with respect to this current administration. So the effort to provide more concrete guidance to the community about what is required for some of our for-profit universities in terms of the regulations around gainful employment and the protections for borrowers, the consumers of student loans, has, you know, the attempts to sort of embed that in official rules and regulations has not protected them from this administration's attempts to sort of pull back, delay, and abandon the enforcement.
So I want to talk about one of the places this may have the greatest effect, which is in sexual assault cases on college campuses. Schools like Baylor University in Texas are facing their biggest Title IX lawsuits ever. 10 women there say they were sexually assaulted from 2004 to 2016. So I wonder, how will any rollbacks affect cases like this one or any future cases at any other college or university, do you think?
I think that this is incredibly dangerous in terms of removing some of the obligations of our colleges and universities to investigate more systemic issues related to sexual harassment and sexual violence.
Right, right. In 2014, though, 28 professors at Harvard Law School complained that the Obama administration's enforcement policies on sexual assault on college campuses sort of lacked fairness and due process and were stacked against the accused. Is there a sense that those efforts were overreaching?
Absolutely not. I think that the guidance documents themselves make it very clear that due process for those who are accused of sexual harassment or sexual violence are essential, and that colleges and universities are similarly obligated to ensure that those rights are also protected. And I don't think it's appropriate for university administrators or professors to say that creating those processes and following those policies is burdensome for a university. It's essential in order to protect all students on campus.
But of course, these rollbacks go beyond college campuses. Slate wrote recently that LGBTQ rights seem especially vulnerable. What have you seen, and do you think that might be the case?
I think it's absolutely accurate that the department's actions more recently with respect to LGBTQ youth is a reason for great concern. I mean, quite frankly, although Secretary DeVos and her Office for Civil Rights have claimed that they will continue to protect those students against discrimination, the decision to withdraw the active cases involving two such students, I think, are very clear signs that this particular student population is extremely vulnerable. Let me just say that I think that we can anticipate similar types of actions by the department and by OCR with respect to undocumented students or immigrant students, non-native English language speakers, as well as students with disabilities. I think that this is probably just the beginning.
Brenda Shum is the director of the education program at the Lawyers Committee.
And that's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you're listening to the show.